I think it's very clear that, you know, this year we've got 7 companies, 8 brands by my count, that are planning to advertise in the Super Bowl. That means there's a signal that they're pretty optimistic about the year and optimistic that their new products can break through and gain some market share.
Anybody that's missing that surprises you?
Yeah, big story there, especially here in Detroit, is that General Motors will not be in the Super Bowl this year for the first time in a number of years. GM has traditionally been a strong major advertiser, and they had 4 ads in last year's Super Bowl, and the 3 of the 4 did pretty darn well. So that is pretty surprising.
So why are they? What's the reasoning here? Why are they saying they're not advertising?
They had a chief marketing officer last year by the name of Joel Wanick, who announced in the spring, it was very early on, that he just felt that the price for the Super Bowl ads had gotten out of control, got to a point where they were beyond what they were worth, and announced and said that GM would not be in, and it kind of created a stir, and people kind of thought maybe there was some public gamesmanship there. And then Wanick is no longer with General Motors. He left later in the year. GM stands by their story that was a team decision. They all supported it, and they're okay with not being in this year. But a lot of analysts have raised some eyebrows because they have. They just unveiled a new redesigned Corvette at the Detroit Auto Show. It'd be fun to show that during the Super Bowl. And they've got new pickup trucks coming this year, which is a bread-and-butter product for them.
And I guess a company as big as GM could have some clout by saying that if it wasn't for the fact that all these other cars companies jumped right in to fill the vacuum.
Yeah, good point. Audi is back in the Super Bowl this year again. They've been there for several years. Mercedes-Benz is going to spend big this year. And Ford does not traditionally. Ford is kind of like GM in a way. Ford traditionally does not advertise in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
However, they're trying to reinvent their Lincoln brand, and Lincoln will be in the Super Bowl with a 60-second commercial with Jimmy Fallon, and it'll be the first time that Lincoln has ever advertised in the Super Bowl.
The holy grail for any advertiser is to generate buzz, and if you can do it before your ad even airs, then you've really got something special. You mentioned Mercedes-Benz. More than a week before the Super Bowl itself, their ad was already garnering tens of thousands of hits on YouTube for the simple reason that it had Kate Upton looking like Kate Upton in it.
I find this kind of fascinating. It's almost like pregame, if you will. There's the pregame to the Super Bowl ad. The contrast here, the one oddball out, is Chrysler, which for the 3rd year in a row, Chrysler will advertise in the Super Bowl. And they are saying nothing. They will not acknowledge what product, how many seconds, you know, if it's a 30 or 60 or 2-minute ad. They are saying nothing for the 3rd year in a row. Their philosophy is make a big bang with the ad, save it for the game. And it's risky, but they've had success with that.
Could this backfire for Mercedes? I mean, if you put Kate Upton on the screen, it doesn't matter if she's standing next to a Yugo or a Sherman tank, people are going to watch.
Yeah.
Will they all remember that there was Kate and she looked like that? And oh, what was that thing she was standing next to?
There's always risk in any Super Bowl strategy, I think.
We'll find out. We'll probably have to watch it 10 or 15 times just to be sure.
Yeah.
Brent Snavely of the Detroit Free Press, thanks for joining us on Maryland's Morning News.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.